I will be taking life one octave higher, one broadcast at a time. Here on BBS Radio, Station 1, on Friday evenings at 8 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in as we blend well together for all walks of listeners that have an open ear to hear and a pondering heart to feel with ease. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook.
Kathy Hill and Bright Lights Pathfinders, right, Michael Goder?
Yes, you are. Or Tassie.
Yeah.
Just plain
Tassie.
Yes.
Good to have you back again this week.
I'm thrilled. I love it. You're the only radio show I'll appear on.
Well, that's good.
And that tells you something right there. I was excited all day, like a little kid, being here with you. So we're gonna have a good show tonight. Should we make the announcement about our show right away? Get it out of the way.
Well, what I was gonna do first is talk about coming out of the forest, the 80-mile journey, and then that'll roll right into it. So
any call out numbers or anything like that?
Michael, I'm gonna just announce the coming out of the forest and what it's all about. And it's about you got to let your mind wander where your heart needs to go and read things carefully and slow. As you wander and let your mind go, our heart needs to feel the way in the path instead of our minds, because our minds are made of people, places, and things along the way. When you start to really read into yourself and really get into your book of life, it's like going fishing, and the answers and the powers are like a baited hook. So I know that I've been in the forest for many, many years, and it took me a long time to get out of there. It was because of relationships and people and myself that got me lost. And for years, I didn't care what even my life cost. There was only things for me, that whatever was brought to me, but there was a mere relief of things I wanted to do. But I only knew how to numb myself physically and emotionally, too. So I started writing in the journals, and I began to awake. After praying to God for my insanity's sake, as I prayed to God, he answered and said, "There's a message for others that lays ahead." As I turned my life over to him, in which I knew that I had, I said, "I've had enough in the forest and being so sad." He showed me the path out of the forest edge to the other side, where the pastures are so green and the world opens so wide. Then each lesson of life was brought forth from my mind to go into my heart, as I sought the knowledge and the wisdom of my heart as the reasons to find. But when I was in the forest, when I finally came out of the forest, I vowed to listen to my heart so deeply. But when I was in the forest, I vowed to never love intimately or love in relationships again. Now that I'm aware of these reasons, I now see the problems and where they began. So I looked back at my past as God revealed to me. He said, as I said, it's very painful at first for me to look and see. And these views that opened my heart so wide, and the reasons I searched for the reasons inside, for there were laying my wives. With his help, I was able to let go of past relationships with love while saying goodbye. And now these past issues are forward, bringing itself forward as I stop to pray, and God has provided me with some tools to help ease the pain away. He told me there's others in the forest, so I had to write the book as a pathway for others to follow and find their own baited hook. As I have learned to trust again and to love myself too, God wanted me to pass all these lessons on to you. I've heard over and over that once the bondage is broken from the unknown sources, answers, it'll open my heart again. The hook loses its power because the bait is what is the brand new start. So the life and all life's things and all that are unknown, the hook will get stronger in its power. When I let go and let the light of the bait be God instead of me, the hook's power is stronger by every hour. God's hook is the power, not mine, I now know. Because what I let go of that bothered my garden's heart was always my dreams that I thought I had to hold on to from the beginning of my life's start. As unknown answers revealed to me the light's knowledge, it won't be long for this new insight and the bait that has taken its power. When you know your answers of the knowledge of what, when, where, how, there's my why. And I've been so concerned being in the forest. But then again, I have acceptance of all things now, and life's a little easier to bear. And no one has to walk with me in the shadows of the fear of the unknown. When I live in life in peace with God, presence is always right there. So all I have to say is the rest of my days that I will stare fear in the face because I have the bait of God on my hook, and that's my amazing grace. So, Michael, I had to get that out.
Oh, my God, Jess. I don't know what to say. I'm breathless.
That was in 97. I
can listen to you. I was getting visions. And
I was in the forest. I was deep in there. But the bait on the hook, whatever it is in life, it doesn't matter whether it's relationship or money or whatever, you know, it's going to gain its power with that bait. So if I let that bait be taken and replaced with God's faith and hope and belief of the knowing, then that hook's going to gain its power bigger and bigger and continue to catch bigger and better things.
That had to be one of the most powerfulest things I ever heard, Red.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well, you took me off guard. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Well, that's just, I had to get it off. I had to get that out there and off my chest.
It was beautiful.
So you can now announce the shows and what's going on. And
well, it's your show.
No, I'm talking about your blog talk.
Oh, about blog talk and our show.
Yeah.
The last Wednesday of every month, folks, is going to be Cassie and Michael Allen. Cassie and Michael Allen.
In the power hour.
And we're going to have some fun with it. It'll be all business, but it'll be a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm. And that is www.blogtalkradio.com. Michael Goger, right? Or does it go michaelgoger.com blog talk?
I think it's the blog talk stuff first, and mm-hmm. then Michael Goger.
And you also have a ways and means to get in touch with you, which is an email.
Yes, if I'm available in private. I got a phenomenal price right now, $15 for a half hour. And if you're interested in a reading, by all means, email me at Michael_Goger. That's G-O-G-G-E-R. @yahoo.com. And I will reply. Or you can call me at 518-249-3995 and just leave a message. I'll get back to you. Also, I have four other shows. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., I'm doing a show, and it's at Blog Talk. And they're all different topics, numerology, natural remedies, inner thought, and Cassie and Michael Hour. So, and there's readings at every show. I also give away a free reading at every show.
Okay, that's good to know, Michael.
And one other exciting thing. May I announce it?
Well, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am launching a new show. It's going to be a daily show, Monday through Friday, and it's going to be 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m., and it's called Transform Yourself. And it's going to be based on my journey back to life, because I was a couple of weeks away from death, and listen up and tune in. I lost 280 pounds. I got another 100 pounds to go, and we're going to do it together. We're going to do weigh-ins. We're going to do recipes.
Well, Michael, let them know when they hear the show. Don't give away all your secret stuff.
Well, that's true.
I want everyone to know that we are live with BBS Radio's station number one. For those that need to call in or would like to call in, the number is on the front of the screen. You can type in bbsradio.com, and the very first button at the top, for those of you that are listening to the archives, that BBS Radio has thousands and thousands and thousands of archives out there. And it's amazing what the station holds and represents. It's like the New Age station of the year and the New Age station of the world, per se. And I would like to get back with the relationship and being in the forest, you know, because what do you see coming in the forest or going out of the forest? Because to me, I went in the forest when I was two and told no, the word no, because my ego got in the way, and that's how I learned to walk into the forest. But now I've come out of the forest, still on the edge, but I can see that my ego has to be let down. But I have to have my ego, too, like you taught me the other day, because the ego is my defense, too, for letting me have an intuition there. So this whole show is revolved around relationships and individuals' hearts and what we're capable of doing with the spirituality and spiritual growth.
Teaching.
The benefits of what there is out there if we just let go. It's just like I've expressed so many times, given a present. If I give the present God, then I have to leave it and let him have it, because if I take it back, and that's like giving somebody, like say you, Michael, a gift, and then all of a sudden take it back, you know, because I like it so much, and it's so, you know. But the thing is that with God, he can't fix it or open it and enjoy it if I keep dwelling on, you know, the situation. So I was going to say that brings to the gratitude of me learning to, you know, it's just like going fishing. You got to sit back, relax, enjoy it, and go with the flow.
Okay. Now, coming out of the forest, what do you believe was your biggest asset, finding your way through?
Well, as on a shaman path, we go into the forest. That's one of the things that you do when you work with the elders and the grandmothers, and they put you in the forest. And it's just almost like a sweat lodge, but you listen to your totem animals, you listen to the coyote, which is a trickster, you listen to the owl, which is, you know, see the visions of the owl, which is actively listening really deep so that you can, you know, zoom in on things. And each one represents something. And until I learned what the coyote was and how it worked, the trickster, then, only then, was I able to come out of the forest, because I had to learn all the ways and means and the ins and outs of the coyote. That's the Native Americans' number one. And then they accepted me into, you know, working with them, and that's how I knew. But they said I'd always be in the edge, you know, coming and going. It's like a flow, like a river or like the ocean waves. It comes in and it goes out, and that's how relationships are. You know, they come in and they go out. They go in and they go out. Because to me, a man has to pull back and revamp to where a woman has to bottom out and revamp. So a man pulls back and a woman bottoms out.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got, oh, man. Well, friendships to me are very the most treasurable thing I have. Like with you, you and I can sit and talk for hours and hours. And we don't even know we have talked for hours, because we are so connected with so many things. And I don't know what we're not connected with. You know what I mean?
If we, you know, we should record our phone conversation.
How do you do that?
Because you would have a radio show, a massive archive of pre-recorded shows.
I know, but how? Yeah, you've got them in your blog talk too. Yeah.
I don't know.
You've got our. Oh gosh, you were on BBS radio at one time.
This is my old office, I believe.
Yeah, your old office.
Yeah, this was home.
Yeah.
Me and Tom were lovers for years.
You know what's great? It's that you're such a jokester.
I am.
And people don't know when to take you or not if they don't
know
you well, you know? It's great. It's really great.
Right now there's a scholar saying, oh, my God. But I do like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have fun with radio and with my psychic abilities. So,
yeah, and what'd you say a while ago before we got on air, and I heard you say, "Oh, I laid down," and I heard you say, "I said 5 more minutes." You went, That's a trick, because I had programmed my mind to be 1 hour and 10 minutes to get up, and I said, "Oh, 5 more minutes," and I heard you say, "That's a trick," and I got up. Remember, I told you that earlier. And you said, and you were saying that you were going to call. You were just getting ready to call. Mm-hmm.
We in radio, the host gets sometimes that maybe half the audience may be listening for the first time. So I would like to say that we are very, very good friends. We've been so for 6 years, and we've been through hell and high water and back, and survived.
Yeah, man. I didn't even, you know. Everybody knows,
here.
Everybody that's listening from Yahoo, it came from Yahoo where the chat and the start came, where we were learning together.
For the internet alone, we ought to get in that.
Yeah.
We have
ways of talking and teaching, so let's slap them to some. Okay,
yeah.
Michael, what I wanted to ask you about is, to discuss with you, I touch base with you on this often, but the power of a candle, because to me, one candle flame, if I light my candle and hand it to you, and you light a candle, then you hand it to somebody else, that candle flame, we will never be without the light, and it's beautiful, but it also goes back to when the beginning of time. You know, and the power of the candle, because candles are also candle magic, are, you know, used in reverence to light a wedding, you know, to unite people together and blow out the, because I know at weddings, when my kids get married, I always have to light my unity candle and their parents light the other unity candle. And then when the vows are said, the bride takes my candle or the groom, whichever ones get married. And they take, the other one takes this, you know, the other one, and they light the candle together and blow out the ones from their parents. So
right.
Candles come from everything, from birthday wishes and everything. So to me, you are very profound with your knowledge of candles, colors, how to dress them, what they mean, carving into them to, you know. So I would love for you to give a little intuitive concepts to the candles.
Well, right off the bat, first thing is light. You know what I mean? So consciously, you're getting hit with light right away. And then color is very important. The colors of the rainbow, the colors of your chakras.
And also, is the smell is important? Or I don't know.
I really
don't know much about candles, you know, and what.
Yeah, it would depend what you were doing. I wouldn't worry so much about the smell. I would go with a lavender or something metaphysical, such as sage.
Now, you said that before you go on air, you sniff some lavender, right?
I sniff lavender, and I make a circle at my workstation.
Mm-hmm. Because lavender is very relaxing and calming effect to me.
Yeah. You know, every sensitive will have a trigger. mm-hmm. that helps them open gateways. Everything is gateways. Everything is energy. Everything is connected.
Right.
And,
just like when the internet opened, it was called the information gateway. And your internet service is called the gateway.
Absolutely.
That's very good.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a great, you know, analogy of it. Well, it's not an analogy, it's a fact, isn't it?
I don't know if I ever told you about the vision I had. It was an out-of-body experience, and they were showing me in spirit that how they were developing the internet.
I had the same one.
Based on spirit. Based on spirit technology, but in hardware. And then it was going to manifest onto the physical. So our internet and our computers and all our electronics are based on spirit technology.
And you know what my mom told me? I told you that about the internet computer when it first opened. She said it would be like the beast. You have to know how to ride it. It was crazy.
A lot of people did.
Do you remember? It was late 80s, early 90s is when I had my vision. And I called it Information Highway.
Yeah. Well, you know, they said the same thing about electric, you know. It was the beast, the devil.
Just like a candle can give you light, but it can burn you up.
Absolutely.
Everything has to have its opposite. Just like with politics, you know, politics of say, the Democrats and Republicans, they have to push towards each other to hold up the pillar. You know, you can't have just one or without the other. Or just even electricity, like you said, it has to have those wires that all connect together to make it work. And so it's like with Michael and I, active listening audience, he and I click so well together. It's like our groove is there. And he's a wire and I'm a wire, and we're live wires.
Absolutely.
Live wires, I like that. You're like a click.
And you think about the aura and the chakras. And the blockage, and you have a short somewhere in your wiring.
Yeah.
And
also, how do you, I want to ask you this, and then we'll get back into the candles. But when somebody has a blockage, or, you know, I do a chakra cleansing, you know, throw in my circle. I did it with a couple of people when they come over. We take a lasso, and I learned this from Staffy Sage, if you remember her. Taking a lasso and throwing it into the center, like the old Tommy rodeo, you know, back in the day. And we would do her her meditations with making a lasso, stepping into it, and then scraping up our body to the right and all the way down to the left and up and down and cleanse it and put it in that lasso. And then she would have us pull it over our heads and tighten it. And then we did our meditations, per se. And then once that was done, we brushed off our energy before we pulled it up, you know, just to brush off all the energy of negativity or whatever's come about us during the day.
Right.
And then we would have our, sessions, but she would not start anything until we did that. We have so many teachers all over the universe, you know, that have taught us along the way. And, you know, the connections that we have. And you're, you know, it's a family, it's a community, the metaphysical world. And meta is out there, which means beyond you and out there, and physics is being. So if you think of it, being, you know, within your personhood or whatever, or, you know, but it's the study of nature, and it's the study of the nature of people as well as the nature of the world. And you put the meta out there, and you bring back to yourself anything you call, which turns into karma, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. And let me get back to the candles. You were talking about notching the candles. What is notching the candles? Putting a notch in them.
Well, that would be along the lines of possibly some candle magic or casting a spell. That the notch could represent.
Is a spell good or, well, like anything, you got to take this and that so you have good spells or bad spells, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And any good witch would know. You would never get a wise witch to cast a spell, a negative spell.
Exactly.
Never. Never.
You, because you would never harm ye none. What is it, the Wiccan read?
Yeah,
harm
absolutely.
Ye none.
Do as you will, but harm none.
Mm-hmm.
And now you may find a black witch for hire, like a gunslinger. But any wise witch would not cast a negative spell. They may cast a relationship.
And they use the candle with the knockers. But what is it that you remember when I first met you? You used to say you were dressing before you would go on to the Yahoo Messenger. You were always dressing your candles.
Well,
and you used olive oil.
Yeah, my own olive oil. I make my own olive oil, and I use that to dress my candles. And I pray while I'm dressing them. I dip my fingers in it, and I will start them down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I say whatever, you know, any prayer, whatever God represents to you.
Uh-huh.
And I would work my way up from the middle, and so the candle is dressed. And then I would wrap it in.
What do you focus on? If God gives you a message or whatever, do you focus that into the candle, or do you just continuously pray?
Well, it depends on now. I like colors for every chakra, so if I'm doing a green candle, I will be enhancing it with the energy that correlates to the heart chakra.
And that's your healing that you put around me when I needed protection and healing. You did a spiral.
Yeah.
I've got to make an announcement. With all of your healings and prayers, Michael, and I called Doug at BBS Radio, was the first person I told when I was sick. And I know all of you guys can tell a difference in my energy. Anyway, and the juice that Ricky Evans sells, my heart went, they did it twice, cardiograms and the echocardiograms and the stress test, and it is so clear. There's not even any plaque in my. Isn't that something? And they said my heart was strong, and the muscles were great. They were profoundly astonished. It was like it went from one thing to just without them touching it. But I said, well, that was the prayer and the energy healings, and you know, it takes all kinds of spiritualities to make the world go round. What is their seven world views?
And that's what I'm going to cover on my day show, Transforming Yourself.
Yeah.
And I already have an expert signed on, Reverend K. Randall May. She's got several books out. She's PhD this, PhD that. Ricky Evans will be in and out with me, a nutritionist and iridologist. And I will be alone at times, and I'm going to continually look for people that can help you.
The thing is that with antioxidants, though, it cleans my body out. And then I still have to go to the thyroid specialist because I still have three nodes in there. But I just wanted to get out there to thank everybody that has prayed for me, that has helped me, that has come to my house and touched me. Because that was like the gift of the present, just giving it out there and not trying to take that present back. Because I just let it go and let God and let everybody, because I knew that it was at my best interest and no one was to do anything except for my best interest at heart. And here I am. I feel like I'm 30 years old. Yeah.
You sound it and you feel it, and I'm a testament to it because I talk to you every day.
Yeah, almost a year now. Because we got separated there for a little bit. We didn't know where each other was.
Yeah.
We lost our emails and changed our...
Matrix.
Hey, yeah.
Coming out of the Matrix.
Yeah. But we were ending up holding hands at the very end, you know, coming out of the forest together.
Yeah,
we learned a lot, you know.
You're my teacher, you're my confidant, you know, I go on and on and on, I don't want to waste
my time. I want to say that, Michael, the things that the it's like we read each other continuously. You know what I mean? We don't sit down and have a session of reading. But I have done that with you four times since I've known you and sat down and, you know, hired you to really work on just giving me, with me not talking, but just giving a reading. And it's the most profound accuracy that I have ever witnessed in my life. And you're welcome. Everybody knows that I lost my house with due to mold. And you told me in the reading, you said you saw a tree and you saw a root, you saw pipes, you saw water. And then you saw a big hill and you saw a butterfly. And you give symbolic things, but I put it together and it was the tree root grew into my pipes, which busted my pipe, which made a crevice, which made the mold, which then I ended up living in an apartment that was facing a humongous hill. That's all I could see is when I opened my apartment front door was a big, huge hill. You couldn't see over it. And then, you know, it's just amazing. That's just a small portion. And then you saw my nephew and niece to be's wedding, you know, where you said you saw two hawks flying over. You saw half rain, half sunshine, which it did. And, you know, you said it was really going to be very symbolic, and they used the black sand and the white sand to say their vows to. And it was very amazing. That was on your birthday.
And
so everybody.
And the transformation with your brother. And,
Everybody, yeah.
So even the baby that's coming, Grandma.
Yay! We had a baby shower the other day. It was so much fun. I couldn't comprehend it all. It was amazing. Yeah. How did you like that 3D or 4D picture I sent you of the baby?
I liked it. It's going to be a very talented child.
They named her Avery. But she's born. She's going to be born. She's doing my birthday, but she's going to be born in the end of January because Ashley's birthday is in January. And I like Avery. She was going to call it Addison or Piper. She had the name Piper too, but Avery is like very good. You know, an A plus, very good.
Yeah.
And that baby's something else. I put my forehead, my third eye, to her abdomen when I first found out she was pregnant. And touched her abdomen for the first time, the baby, and just really sent as much of my goodness and purity into that child that I could of being, you know, gifted and knowing the difference in things. Because, Michael, you know what's so strange, and BBS Active listeners out there, the Yahoo people like me and LaDonna and Alyssa, and just so many others, I could go on and on naming them. We're all having granddaughters at the same time. There's like 20 of us that are either pregnant with a child, our child is pregnant, or, you know, some of them, like Kathy Barbrella hugged me. She just had a little girl. It just goes on and on. So there's something in the air because we work our butts off in Yahoo chat. It was some games and fun and play, but we studied and taught out there.
Yeah.
And that was back, what, 50, you and I crossed paths when you had your room. You were one of the first ones to open a room, and I couldn't get in. Nobody could get into your rooms because it was always full. Because it only held 50 people. You remember that? It would just be standing room only, and everybody was waiting for somebody got popped off.
Those days, boy.
Yeah, man, you were called Going Within, and I would come in as Bright Lights Pathfinders, but just the name Bright, and you go, here comes that energy, y'all.
I felt you coming through the wire.
Yeah. I didn't understand it then. But see, I didn't understand all that. You taught me so much about that, because I had studied with the grandmothers, the shamans, and I had studied, you know, my family, on one side, I was raised extreme generational Wiccan. And then on the other side, I was raised extreme, high, strong Southern Baptist, to where I even had to wear a wedding gown and my sister carried a crown to take me down to the front of the church in front of 5,000 people and to what it meant to be a Christian. But the week that week, I was the Virgin Goddess, wow. And I got the cameo from my great grandmother and her dagger and everything. And so it's like a balance. Everything's a balance, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful that you and I balance so well. We can really teeter-totter good together, you know. But, Michael, sometimes I'll hold my teeter-totter down and let you be up in there, and you go, wait, wait, let me know. Or you'll do that to me. But we usually see so pretty good.
Yeah, it was doing great. I'm excited about working together with you.
Oh, I know. I don't want to give out too much information about it because I'm kind of, I'm one of those that, you know, I don't prepare for my shows, but it takes the flavor out of the concoction. But I want them to, you know, everybody knows Tassie and Michael. It's like this big thing out there. Because we worked together so profoundly for so long, and then they tried to keep us apart, and then, you know, then we lost each other's way of how to contact each other, and, you know, we've been working, both of us, you know, out there for so many years that it's going to be amazing.
We're a perpetual.
That's what the internet said. They called, when we first got back together a year ago to do shows together, remember I showed you where several places, even in the wiki, whatever, wiki thing, said, called us the perpetual argument. It was so funny. And it came from, because people kept going buzz, 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 you know.
Yeah, and I think the mob was even betting on it sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it was, have it in, somebody I had put it on Amplify, that you were, and WordPress, and all these places that, announcing the show that we were doing together for the first time. So I don't know where it came from, but it was called the perpetual argument. Now they're saying different things. They're saying you know, they called it power, you know, positive power. And and it's just that perpetual argument's gone and hit bit the dust. The bait got off its hook.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you know, did I tell you I had a vision that I became the first radio personality to surpass Howard Stern's contracts.
Wow, you called us Beatles too.
And I said, oh my God, I don't know if this is a dream or a vision, but whatever it is, keep it going.
But isn't a dream, to me, wishes and wants are things we dream. All our things our mind has seen. If we let the good things last, remember, those are the present, pleasant parts of our past. To me, a dream, what is it, life is but a dream, roll, roll your boat, gently down the stream, and that's what we have to do. We have to gently, merrily, 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 marry me, life is but a dream.
You know, it's another science, dream interpretation.
You do well with those, too, gosh, Michael. I love for you to interpret my dreams.
I want to, you know, I'm hearing some things from spirit from you, so let me just give you a few things. I won't get too crazy. You got some kind of a business offer coming with the developer.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm feeling female and male, and there's going to be negotiations connected to it, so I would say by the end of December, so that's not too far away, really.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You told me November. You told me November things were going to start popping.
Yeah,
and they did. They have. Yes, just to put in there for a second.
And I'm feeling it to your writing or your poetry. Somebody hears something that you read or write, and it sets off a chain reaction. So, you know, be prepared for this. And the struggle is over, I'm hearing from spirit. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. Over and over and over here. And retro, fruit from seeds you planted years ago, I'm hearing, bearing fruit for you coming through.
There's what those 5 acorns in my pocketbook are for.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you, I said, why did I pick up 5 acorns when they did my heart test that first time back in November? And you said it was seeds to plant, not literally, but... There's that answer. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Tassie, be prepared. Business, something with business coming to you, and you're going to you struggle with it. And believe it or not,
I do struggle with it, Michael, honest to God. because I have written so much, and you know I've got like 20 journals, and I don't know how to put them together. That's my problem. Yeah. I misspell, and I spell like it sounds, and I'm very dyslexic. But everybody knows that now out there that knows who I am, the 18 million listeners I have at one time. Russia and China are like the ones I pulled the strongest over the years. But I'm going to say that I want to leave my spelling misspelt in my work because that's who I am. Why correct it and change it? You know, who made the law? It sounds, you know,
I wouldn't
you know
change anything. It would be sinful. Don't change a thing. It's a masterpiece. Don't change a thing. And
but I'm also wondering if I should put it together like a journal, you know, because the teachings or something, you know, from what I've learned. And, so you're right. It is a struggle. That's my struggle, your point.
Yeah. Well, a female and a male is going to help you pull this together and maybe invest or back you somehow. So remember that. And I'm feeling travel for you. There's going to be some travel between now and May. Out of the ordinary.
I was thinking today. My mouth is flung open because I was thinking today to surprise my son that lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, for Christmas Eve. But if they're listening, they know now. but that was what I was contemplating today. And then also going up to the Catskills, I was up where you live, and visiting up there, and because Francine Silverman, a friend of mine, lives up there as well. She is the one that puts together the authors. She has shows on authors. And
she's a
isn't that something? Yeah, so that connected a dot there, too.
Yeah, so you got some stuff going on here. And I'll give you some numbers. I'm getting a 7, a 13, a 5, and it's a 4.
Okay. Wow. So, well, 7 is is the completion. It's a completion number, like God completed the world, and on the seventh day he rested. And then there's the 7 colors of the rainbow, the 7 chakras, the 7 wonders of the world, 7 days of the week. I could go on and on with that. And the 7, I mean, 7 is a strong, you know, completion number.
The end of a cycle. It's over. You're torn.
Well, that's the 4.
Yeah.
Because the 4 is like, that was the end. You gave me a 7, a 13, and I didn't write it down. The 7, 13, and what? 3 and 4.
7, 13, 4, and 5.
Okay, well, you gave me the 4 last, which is the foundation. You know, that's where you build your foundation, the north, south, east, and west winds, per se. You know, and you have to carry with the winds, and the winds of time, and the winds of change, and change is like the wind, because that's the Holy Spirit's breath. And that's a solid foundation. So the first number you gave me was a 7, which is the completion and you know, time to rest and revamp. And a 13 is a 4. And then the number 5 is change, because the 13 is 1 plus 3 equals 4. And then the 5 is change, and then you gave me the 4 again. So that goes right with the intuitive you just gave me.
And you're going to have a milestone when Matthew is married.
Matthew gets married April 2nd to Jackie, next year.
And there's somebody is going to try and give you a car or make you change cars. But we're like brothers and sisters, so I don't want to get too wrapped up in the little things that I might know already. But
I know.
You may even consider something like this. And I feel like the trip may be with Matthew and his fiance, or connected to him or something, or he helps you arrange it. So
I'd love to go see my sister, Madison Walker, in Michigan. And Jackie is from Michigan. Her family's there. So you're pretty, and we have discussed that before.
Yeah, between now and then.
She's not my real blood sister, but she's my spiritual sister, Madison Walker. Everybody that she's been on my shows many, many, many times. Probably like that.
Right.
So, we've got like maybe five minutes left. What I'd like to cover is that. What time is it?
Well,
we
yeah,
closed at 5 till, and my clock says 8:47. See, we don't even know where we're talking. Where does the time go? We just got on the air.
No, I wanted to read people. Well, anyway, I'm doing a show tomorrow night, folks. Wednesday, Blog Talk. I'll read your pants off. Natural Remedies with Ricky Evans.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 8:00, and I'll be reading like a whippersnapper.
Would you please give out how to close a candle? You don't extinguish it with breath, unless you're wishing. But you extinguish. Well, you told me with your fingers, right? Or smudger.
Let me talk about the candle scene that we're doing. The candle. We skipped a few things and. Why the candle period? In my case, I can only speak for myself and what my elders have taught me is reverence is everything. And
that comes with humbleness, right?
With
being humble. Mm-hmm.
Grateful, thankful. You never, ever, ever do spiritual work in an uncleansed place. So it should start with a candle. And then depending on what you're doing, if you're doing a healing, I would recommend, star formation, which means, your spread eagle in front of your altar. Left hand down, right hand up, and then at the end of your spell, you exhale through all your chakras and clap your hands in front of the candle, and hopefully it will, with a little practice, blow itself out. And that is the cone of healing that you're sending to the patient.
Hey, you told me the other day to light a blue candle
for your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm, for communication.
So everything is connected. And for communication, and for talking, and for comfort and healing. Now, if you got a stomach ache, it's where do you go? The solar plexus. What color is the solar plexus? Yellow. So you get your yellow candle out, and you light it, and you say a prayer. State your intention. Spirit wants to know what you want. What do you want? Are you doing a healing? Are you blessing somebody? Are you trying to improve somebody's fame and fortune? You could even, for an example, somebody with a bad cigarette habit and they want you to work candle magic on it. I would use two black special candles that represent bad habits, and I will put them together at the beginning of a new moon, and I will start doing my prayers and my meditations, and every day I would pull the candles further and further apart until I couldn't do it anymore. And then I would just those candles, I believe I have a special snuffer that was given to me by another psychic, and it's very special to me. So I use a special snuffer for most of my candles, except for what I'm sending. I like to blow and clap. So those are some
of the things. Remember yesterday when we were talking, or was it the day before, because everything molds together. And I said I told my like the old Tarzan movies, the poison dart, but you're sending positive darts. And I've cut my hands together like a circle, but it's got a hole in the middle. And I put them on top of each other, like I'm holding a flute, like when I play the flute or whatever. But I make sure that I have enough air that they connect, almost like you can see through, like hold it up to your eyes and you can see through your hands. And then I blow, and at the same time let my fingers up at the same time. So I go.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I take my left hand is on top first, or my right hand is on top first, but then I always alternate to put that one on the other side so that it balances it and send it out that way.
Right. You know,
so
I'm
sure I could use that with extinguishing my candles.
you can do it. What mm-hmm. I wanted to say is that goes along with this is that as you get into spiritual disciplines, you're going to develop some of your own little things. And it's okay.
Yeah, like that, because that's something I did. You know, and you know, another thing, Michael, is sharing what we learn for ourselves. Sharing it like you dress
absolutely.
In a tent, whatever. It helps
absolutely.
A person to pull that maybe. You know that old
yes.
saying, whatever
yes.
somebody shares, keep what you want, put some
yes.
of it away, and if you
yeah.
don't want, then you can
absolutely.
Just discard the rest of it. But,
thank you.
Yeah.
Because uh-huh. when you go into practitioner and disciplines, you will develop your own little things that maybe nobody even heard of before.
I've got to tell you something before we get off the air. I've got to tell you, this is crazy. Do you remember the other day I was having a problem with my person that worked for me?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? And
yeah.
I took, without knowing I was doing it, it was so fast. The last thing that person touched in my house was and it represented them, was a domino. You know, the domino that you play, the game dominoes.
Yeah.
And it was just the number 5, and it was penetrated in wood with gold. Is something that I've always had. And the other side of it was blank, and I put it on the ground. I picked up my great-grandmother's black handle broom that she used even to burn the ends of it at certain times. And I've done that once, burn the ends of it. That's when it's real strong. But I took it and I swept it all around like a hockey puck.
Wow.
And then I threw it into an angel that I've got a statue of an angel. And I, like, that was like that was my husband. I made a goal. And then I took
boy.
The Holy Spirit, Billy Graham's Holy Spirit, about the Holy Spirit. And I picked up the domino and I put it in the middle of the book and in a page. Didn't look at the page at the time. Then I took my clay pot that I rarely use that's got capelli on it, and I mixed only cedar in it because that's protection. And I laid that on top of the Holy Ghost book, and then I put anyway, it ended up being when I opened and took it all out and blessed and, you know, mm-hmm. said, okay, now that's out of my life because it's like a clean sweep. It was making
right.
her and the person a little confused and scattered so that they couldn't use their, because they were using some stuff on me, I'm sure. But anyway,
yeah.
it ended up being a blessing. I opened up into the book, Michael, and it said, miscommunication, not understanding communications. That's where the domino was. It was all about him in the Holy Spirit is how the Holy Spirit communicates with you. And it was so cool because that's exactly what that person had done and, you know, that worked for me was a miss. She wasn't communicating properly. And
right.
it was amazing the way the Holy Spirit works with all those, you know, things. And, you know,
deep
to me. Yeah.
Deep observation. That's goes hand in hand with
and have good intentions. You know, always
good.
Have good intentions.
Always.
Because that'll.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say you just went. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I gotta say something.
What's that?
I think you got the sexiest voice in radio. I mean that in a nice way.
That is wonderful to hear.
You know, there's so many out there, and you are just so, you're just so there, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So
does my voice change when I talk, does my voice change when I'm doing radio to when I'm talking to you on the phone?
You are very articulate, very intellect, you are ivory girl, but then you're down home, you're kitchen folk, you're wise, you're an old soul, you're a teacher. When you're dead and gone, it's gonna be like, what a gem we had. What a gem we had. And your work is gonna be locked up somewhere and studied.
Yeah, my mother's father had a safe, and my mother's brought that safe She wants me to bring that safe over and keep my work in it. Because actually, the reason I'm going to tell why I did that, the communication, my Unraveling the Stars journal that has that prophecy about the star touching the earth and the cardinal, you know, the Catholic priest, and, you know, it's on a YouTube, that's in there. And I had the white notebook that was only the size of my hand, was covered in cloth. It had codes in there, and that's missing, as well as my little miniature cassette tape and the tape recorder. Anyway, that's what, you know, I know where I keep my stuff. And last week, before she came, the gratitude with the angel journal was missing, and then it appeared again. So I don't know what's up. I don't know why the person's taking my journals and reading them, but, you know, they're welcome to read them right here. But that's why it's so important to copy everything you have, because thank God I do have copies.
Yes, and you better say goodbye. God bless.
I was getting ready to say that.
I want to put
into the energy ball, I want to put in hope, happiness, gratitude, trust, honesty, and communication. What would you like to put in there? And peace.
I was just going to say world peace. Please, let's act like spirits.
Civil people.
I mean, we're throwing bombs at each other. What the hell is going on? Put a stop.
But now we're not throwing
Christ
any
sake.
Bombs. The spiritual world needs to also.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, world peace.
Mm-hmm. Because
world
it's
peace.
All about combining unity, uniting as one.
We tell our kids, behave, be good, and then you turn on the TV and there's a bunch of dummies shooting missiles at each other. So,
but you know what?
Peace.
We're going to end it with a positive that don't turn on the TV. Just don't turn it on if you don't want to see it. And
or just
also,
dwell on it. Peace and pray
unity,
for it.
Unity.
Unity.
Unity and communication.
And
everybody has something special. They're all famous. Everybody's famous.
The ones that have, share with the ones that don't have, please.
It's all wonderful.
Before this friggin' planet explodes, share. You can only eat so much shrimp. You can only have so much money. Share it. Give it away. Help
somebody.
Exactly
right. You know, don't just do it for Christmas, giving away the canned goods.
If you're going to do it once a year, you know what?
What did you do the other day? You made potatoes and gave it to your neighbor.
Yes, I did, and I'm always doing
that.
Yes,
you did. Uh-huh.
And there's one thing I can't stand is once a year you give me a hug and say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, how you doing? I don't want to hear that shit. Treat me good all year, and on Christmas treat me bad. I'd rather have it that way.
I want to say that I am so grateful for Christmas time. That's when I am happy, and that's when I get the cheer. And with that, Michael, happy holidays,
peace.
Everyone. Love and peace, and treat
God
everyone
bless.
Good every day of your life.
BBS.
And Michael, I love you to pieces. You're my best friend, and I love BBS Radio. I love you, the active listeners, and unconditionally, and I like you too. With that, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. We are bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time with Michael Gover at www.blogtalkradio.com/Michael Gover.
I will be taking life one octave higher, one broadcast at a time. Here on BBS Radio, Station 1, on Friday evenings at 8 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in as we blend well together for all walks of listeners that have an open ear to hear and a pondering heart to feel with ease. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook.